Pakistani police have arrested a 17-year-old boy for alleged blasphemy on a school exam. A police spokesman said he could not repeat what the boy had written on his examination paper because he himself would be committing blasphemy if he did. Pakistan's blasphemy law allows for the death penalty for insulting Islam. Critics say the law is often used to settle scores and needs to be repealed or amended to prevent it from being abused. Peter Jacob is the executive secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace of the Pakistan Bishops Conference. He told us that recent developments have stalled the movement to repeal or amend the law.
Sheri Rahman, the member of the National Assembly, she formally announced in a press communication that she is not going to pursue her private member bill because Prime Minister has made an announcement making it clear that government does not want to make any amendments in the blasphemy laws. So it was, in a way, a setback to the move. But the general atmosphere in the country has come to a stop. So any further movement regarding amendment in the blasphemy laws or stopping abuse will be stalled in the foreseeable future. But you're right that there are several cases being registered in January itself. We found out this case of Sayed Samiullah, a young boy from Karachi, who wrote something in his answer sheet while undertaking the exams, which was considered blasphemous by the examiners, by the people who were checking the papers. So a case has been registered. Good, at least, that the court sent him to a juvenile jail. That means that at least he will be considered, his case will be considered as. On the other hand, the accused has pleaded guilty. He has stated that he was somehow indoctrinated by his relatives living in Norway and that he was very sorry about his act. So this is the situation. The case is likely to continue, and it is to be seen how the court in Karachi treats this. If the religious political parties, they continue to mount the pressure on government and they try to politicize, then we expect a sad outcome of the case. Otherwise, you see, the courts in Karachi, they have been a little bit more sympathetic with the accused, and they have tried to understand the harshness that is part and parcel of blasphemy laws.
Now, has any progress been made in the Asia Bibi case?
There is no progress in Asia Bibi's case so far.